The Islamic Human Rights Commission held their annual Genocide Memorial Day, a day focused on remembering man's inhumanity to man. The event aims to deconstruct the hierarchies of oppression that attempts to justify the acts of genocide and attempted genocide against oppressed people all around the world. The theme to this year's memorial is the lessons we can learn from the cultural genocide of Muslims and Jews in Europe by highlighting the people and power structures who have perpetrated genocides or genocidal acts. The Islamic Human Rights Commission wants to hold the perpetrators to account as well as remember the victims of these genocides.
It's also cultural in the sense that it's also about destroying culture but destroying knowledge. And so epistemic Islamophobia is a fundamental constitutive force of the modern world.
The event highlighted that both Muslims and Jews have historically been victims of oppression by Europe, and it's only in recent times that the two religious groups have been pitted against each other.
Jews and Muslims have lived side by side without any issues, without any huge problems or anything of that type. And it has been the otherization of what the European powers have done over the past 500 years, which has really caused some of these problems to actually start to occur.
The colonization of Jews and Muslims have been always together for a long time. What has split these two communities in the world today is the Zionist project, that has, in a sense, made Jews believe that they are part of the Western colonial expansion, because the Zionist project is a continuation of the Western colonial expansion, in this case in Palestine.
The ongoing killing of Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar was also raised. It is hoped that events like this will raise awareness about such tragedies in the world so that more action can be done to stop them. Camelia Shambayati, Press TV, London.